What do you think dreaming does?
Well, I think what dreaming is it's our mind, if you will, watching our brain as it goes through and reviews and tries to recombine memories from both the recent and distant past, in large part trying to make sense out of the information we've gathered over the past. The brain and the mind take in information during the day at a rate much faster than it can really process it. And it needs time to go back and review those memories and try to figure out how they all fit together.
So is dreaming a way of filing information in our brains?
It's filing it and cross-referencing it and probably editing and splicing it at the same time.
So why does it often seem to us that we have whole stories within dreams?
Well, that's one of the mysteries. One of the mysteries is how the brain, as it goes about this process, actually takes what in large part are static memories and puts them together into stories. And we don't know how the brain does that. It's a complete mystery to us still.
But do we always dream?
As best we can tell, the brain and the mind are pretty much active all night long. When we wake people up at various stages of sleep, whether it's REM sleep or light non-REM sleep or deep non-REM sleep, we always have a certain rate at which we get dream reports, and it varies from stage to stage. And it's something of a conundrum whether when we don't get a report it's because nothing was going on or because something about the awakening process causes the dreamer to forget it. It's clear that people do sometimes wake up and recall nothing, and then they say, wait a minute, no, now I can remember something. So there's something very fragile about that transition from sleep to wake that makes it hard for us to hold on to our dreams.
Extraordinary stuff. Dr. Robert Stickgold, thank you very much.